Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and 30-year business coach. Listen in as amazing, world-changing authors, speakers, and coaches share their struggles and victories, and hear from best-selling authors' insight into how you, too, can live your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome. Do you love that intro? Oh, shout out to Mark Pogue. Mark, thank you for allowing me to use the intro to the song Money Can't Buy as the intro for our show. I love it. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you letting us use it. Somebody else that I really appreciate is our sponsor, VTech. Now, I have a couple of these devices here in my house. And I got to tell you, okay, we moved into the new house, and things were chaotic. A lot of stuff to set up, rearrange, but the easy thing for setting up our home office was setting up our VTech four-line small business phone system. As quickly as you can plug, you know, the phone line into it and power it up, you're back in business. And that is important for us as small business owners because the ability to be a professional company is one of the things that we all strive for. We want to be taken seriously, but we also need to sound seriously. And things like having a voice tree that allows you the capability to allow people to select different numbers for the different departments in your company, but also an auto message that initially answers the phone for you and directs the customers where they need to go. Even if you're in business by yourself, you could take advantage of that because then you know what kind of call you're dealing with. Is this a person that, you know, you need to have your customer service hat on, or is this your sales hat? And as you grow, the system is already there for you. You can set it up as easily as just, you know, a phone, ring, ring, hi, hello. Or you can go as advanced as a company who has four completely separate phone numbers coming in and 10 extension lines just for you and your company. And just as easily as plugging in a lamp. You plug the power in, boom, you're online. Just that quick. You've got a new extension in your new office for your new employee. I urge you to check out the VTech four-line small business phone system. I appreciate them. And you know what? I appreciate you spending the time today here with us to thrive in your life and business. I want you to have a thriving life. I want you to feel enriched inside as a person, as a human being on this planet, but also as a contributing member of our society. I want you to thrive. I want you to feel that thriving presence of life emanating from within you. Tony Robbins talks about getting out of bed and jumping up and greeting the day. And somebody who's really thriving in life, regardless of how you feel in the mornings. I know some of you need coffee or different kind of things. Some of us are night people and others are morning people. But that internally, that emotionally, you're excited about your day. That's thriving in life. And then when it comes to your business, I don't want it to be a stone around your neck. I want it to be something that you thrive in, you love, you look forward to. There are times that you need to unplug. You get to that stage in your growing, exciting business where you're dreaming about work all night and then you get up and you still have to do the work. And that can be really tough. But I want you to have those exciting dreams that are the kind where you wake up and you're like, wow, yesterday I was having my product, good or service. We were talking with Oprah on Super Soul Sunday about it. Or, I was just featured in my dream in the Wall Street Journal or Entrepreneur Magazine or something like that. Or maybe your dreams are monetary. You know, maybe you're like, I had a dream that I was in the Fortune 500. I was in the Fortune 100. Wouldn't that be exciting? Regardless of where your business is at, you know, because you can thrive in business and you can just be taking care of the needs of your life and your family. You don't have to be a multi-billion dollar company in order to be thriving in your business. But it's important up front that you identify what does it mean for you to thrive in your business. Some of you may have listened when I was interviewing my friend Nafisa, and Nafisa was talking about the number one first thing that you need to do, and that's you really need to identify what life do I want to live. You need that up front, because without it, your business is never really going to truly thrive. I'll give you an example that she used that's just perfect. If you have assertions to travel the world, but you have created a business that is a perfect example is a retail store. My second youngest daughter, when she was about 19, wanted to open a retail store, and we actually helped her do that for a while there. And before it, we would say to her, you know, hey, we're all doing this thing today, but we wouldn't be able to do it. You wouldn't be able to participate if you had a retail store, because you'd need to be open and have the retail store running. And nothing against retail. It's the reality of it is that if you have a storefront that's retail that people come into, the only way you're going to make money is for you or somebody to be in there with the doors open. And so if your dream is to travel the globe, a brick-and-mortar retail store may not be the best way for you to go. The reverse of that is true, though, too. If you're traveling 300 days out of the year and what you really long for is to be home, to spend time with your spouse, with your children, even in your community, then a business that is, that takes you out on the road 300 days a week or 300 days out of the year is probably not the kind of business that you really are going to ever thrive in. And so the first step in thriving in your business is to identify, where am I? What do I want? What am I going after in life? From there, after you have that, you can decide between things like a lifestyle business and a massively exploding business. I don't know about you, but I like to watch Shark Tank. It's a lot of fun. Just before I recorded this, was watching an episode of it. And I realized something different today. And that's, they're always saying, this is a great business for you. And you can make a lot of money in it and have a really happy life. But I realized that even sitting there looking at them, there's different levels of what they wanted out of life. Some of them to have been multimillionaires was incredible, and they're living their best life. For others, they need to be in that billion-dollar range. They need to, maybe like Mark Cuban, own a sports team, those kind of things. Those are the things that we identify in our life that then help us to be able to thrive in our life and in our business. And so I really encourage you to start off with that point. What do I want to do to thrive in my life? What do I want out of my business that will help me live that thriving life? And then from there, we have some exciting stuff for you today. I am so honored to have our guest with us. Now I'm going to tease you before the first commercial break. My guest is a gentleman named Stuart Ross. For those of you who are from the UK, his name means a lot to you. In fact, I heard somebody the other day say that Stuart Ross is in the United Kingdom what Tony Robbins is to those of us here in the US. Stuart is an amazing individual that helps people dynamically, explosively grow their business. And he's got a new book out that's going to help you really, really, really blow up your company. So in order to really get the most out of this, question number one, you've got to ask yourself, what's going to help me thrive in my life? And then number two, what kind of business helps me live that thriving life? And then after you have that information, you can listen to the information that Stuart's getting ready to drop on us here. And you can thrive in your life and business with just these few simple suggestions that he's going to give and his amazing book that's going to soon be one of our next bestsellers that'll help you be able to have the growth in your business that you're dreaming, you're longing, you're desiring for. And I promise you, if you pay attention, take some notes, at the end of this episode, you will have some deeply amazing information to help you massively explode the growth of your company. So number one, you've got to know, do I want to have my company explode? Is that what'll help me thrive in my life? And number two, are you ready? So buckle your seatbelts, because I'm getting ready to take you on a transformational ride here that is going to, if you're ready and if it fits into your life, explode your business in ways that possibly before today you didn't even think were possible. Are you ready for that? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with Stuart to talk about growth hacks and how to massively grow your company based on information that people have done for years that works over and over again. Don't go away. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I hope that you took a little bit of time during the commercial break. Not that I didn't hope that you listened to the commercial break, but also to identify, okay, this is what it would mean to really thrive in my life. And this is the kind of business that I need to be able to really, truly explode my business. And if you're ready for that info, I'm ready to bring it to you right now. Today we want to talk about, what does it mean to have true high growth in your company? Not just, you know, a little bit of growth, but explosive, expansive, massive growth in your company. And so to help us do that, I can't think of a better expert to talk about that than Stuart Ross. And we're so blessed to have him here with us today on the show to talk to us about how our companies can really maximize their growth. Hi, Stuart. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So it's kind of interesting. Over the course of the last month or so since you and I met, you know, anybody that I talk to that works in the UK, is in the UK, they immediately know who you are. I say your name and they're like, oh yeah, him, you know. and then, you know, here in the United States, you know, there's some that know you and some that don't. So for the folks that don't know who Stuart Ross is, give us a little bit of the background of who you are and what's got you to this point in your career.
Okay, so I run a company called High Growth, and basically what we do is help companies scale very easily and rapidly without the actual pain associated a lot of companies go through with growth. I've been running that for about 7 years, and we help companies grow in a number of ways through our coaching programs, through our training programs, through our online academy, through our books, right through to big summits and networking type events. How I got into this, I started life, would you believe it, as a fashion buyer many years ago. I learned the trade in retail, and I ended up working for one of the actual largest companies, or UK companies, called Allianz Boots, which is now part of Walgreens Allianz Boots. And there I was responsible for launching a number of new businesses, so launching Boots on the web, right the way through to launching Boots internationally, right the way through to launching a whole host of other sort of businesses. And there, I guess, I got my hands dirty. In other words, I had to go and start up businesses, learn the ropes very rapidly, and enable them to scale so that they stay ahead of their competitors. When I left Boots, I then ran another smaller company, a tech company, which, again, set up and enabled to scale very rapidly, and sold out on that. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to follow my passion. And my passion is about helping businesses and people be successful and realize their true potential. And so I moved to coaching and set up High Growth.
So the book is called Growth Hacks. And I love that phrase because I think sometimes we as people look for shortcuts. You know, what can I do to just kind of hack my way through this rather than learning the whole program? talk to me a little bit about where that name came from. What inspired you to want to have the book be called Growth Hacks?
Well, within High Growth, we've got a framework which we developed over several sort of years, which we go and implement with companies and help them actually scale. What I found was there are some strategies or some tools or some techniques and stuff that we use with businesses which have a dramatic effect. In other words, the minimal amount of effort you put in, the return you get is far, far greater. And these are what I've termed really as these growth hacks. So the book is called Growth Hacks, and it covers really 10 of these growth hacks or 10 of these ideas, which if you implement them within your business, lays a foundation for you to go and scale your company quite easily and effectively.
Now, you talk about massive growth with companies. So give us an idea what you were thinking when you talk about scaling a person's company.
Okay, so when you go and start off a business, you go through firstly what we call the actual prove phase. In other words, you're running around really as an entrepreneur, proving you've got a business that works, you can get a return on. So you're doing everything from the operations to the finance to the delivery side to hiring people. You know, you're a typical entrepreneur. But then there also becomes a stage when you know you've got a steady business, you know that it is working, you know you're getting a consistent return on investment. And at that stage, you have a choice. You have a choice to really treat it as a lifestyle business or a choice to move into what we call the actual growth stage. If you do move into that growth stage, you require a new set of skills, a new mindset, a new attitude to enable that growth. And if you look at growth companies, you know, which you work with, there are four things which really set those companies apart, or four things they really focus on versus companies which are quite stable. That's firstly around leadership, making sure you've got the right mindset in place. Secondly, around building a high-performance team which can take you to where you want to go, recognizing the people which got you where you are today aren't necessarily going to take you to that next stage. You then need to make sure you've got a strategy which will keep you ahead of your competitors, and then you need to implement that strategy efficiently and effectively. Doing those things effectively enables you to go and deliver your vision. So when we talk about growth and fast-growth companies, really, I'm focusing on those companies. Those companies typically turn over between $1 million or pounds, whatever, up to about $50 million, and can actually scale quite easily and quite rapidly implementing, you know, our framework and these tools.
So how does a person make that initial choice between lifestyle company and a true growth company. What do you walk people through that, or do they come to you, you know, already knowing they want to be that growth company as opposed to a lifestyle company?
That's a great question. It's a mixture of both. So sometimes they've already made that decision that they do want to move into growth because they recognize that they're frustrated in terms of where they are and they need help as they actually move into that next stage of growing a company. And then you get individuals which don't realize that, and it's sitting down with them and understanding in terms of where they are and what their ambitions are. You know, growth isn't right for everybody. Growth does require significant growth with yourself. To enable you to actually grow that company. You need to be growing faster than the company itself. And that's a commitment and a decision you have to make to move down that path.
So what are kind of some of the fundamental elements? Because I know we've got some people that are listening that what they really need to understand is that what's going to make them happier is to be a lifestyle company. And other people really, really still want to be. So how... you know, what are some foundational questions that a person should ask themselves to know which direction to go once they've proven that, you know, the company is valid?
Well, I think initially it comes down to what degree of commitment are you willing to go and put in. You will need to put in a significant amount of work initially and a commitment to your own sort of personal growth. If you don't want to do that, if you're quite happy having a lifestyle business and the returns and stuff you're getting from that business and it's quite stable, that's great. Go and stay down that route. But alternatively, those individuals who are willing to make that commitment, that's where their growth comes in. The other aspect also comes down to where the market is. And depending on the actual market you're in, you know, there's some markets which you have to grow. You have to grow rapidly to go and make sure you maintain the edge, you can maintain that return on investment. If you don't, well, what's going to happen? You're not going to get that return. So it is lifestyle choice, and it is dependent in terms of the commitment you put in, but also where you are in your own life in terms of age and ambitions.
I love that you referred a couple of times to, really the first thing you have to accept to be a high growth company is that you need to grow. Can you talk in more detail about that? What are some of the things that I, as an entrepreneur that want to really grow, need to realize I need to grow in myself first?
It's quite a few things. So, as an entrepreneur, it is very different to be running a growth business. You see, as an entrepreneur, you're very much focused about doing everything and stuff yourself. In other words, you're a jack of all trades. The challenge is when you start moving to that growth phase, you're going to have to go and delegate. You need to be comfortable in terms of letting go, giving other people part of your job to enable them to go and do just as good a job potentially as you. And typically what I see is one of the biggest barriers which hold companies back is an entrepreneur's ability to let go, to trust others, to almost give other people their baby to go and run with it. That is a real challenge. So it does come down initially to actually mindset. But it's also you need a whole new set of skills. Skills around finance, skills around people management, skills around marketing, skills around sales. You need to understand, not say the detail, but understand in terms of the questions that you need to be asking others to make sure they're doing a great job. And to do that, that requires dedication and commitment from you to go and learn. So I come back to what I said earlier. If you want to be a leader of a growth company, you need to make sure you are growing faster than the company itself.
I love that. Growth hacks, 10 groundbreaking strategy to rapidly grow your business. Rapidly grow your business. And the number one thing Stuart said is that you have to be ready to grow yourself personally faster than what your company's growing. You know, that's really an important point because if you think about it, have you been in that place where your business was doing so well that you felt overwhelmed? Have you ever allowed that overwhelm to get you to the place where you weren't performing at the level you could because you were overwhelmed? That's not to condemn you. Don't, you know, don't beat yourself up over it. But you have to understand, you as the leader of your company have to be committed to your own personal growth. We're going to talk in more detail about some of the things you need to do in order to really truly grow your business, but more importantly, be that growing person that will take that business to the next level. You can't teach what you don't know, and you can't lead where you won't go. That's actually a lyric from a song by a gentleman named Carmen from the 1980s. I'm sorry I'm old, but you know, sometimes stuff like that just pops out of me. But you need to understand that that's true. You can't teach information that you have no knowledge on, and you can't lead people someplace that you're unwilling to go yourself. It's important to remember, we manage things. We lead people. We have to be at the front of that, charging ourselves in order to really experience that rapid, massive growth. I hope it excites you. I hope you're ready for more and more information, because we've got some more really great information coming up right after this commercial break. So don't go away. Get your pen and paper ready if you haven't. Start making some notes for yourself. And we will continue with Stuart Ross here on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. In case you didn't hear me at the beginning, I want to make sure that you know I appreciate that you're here today, and I hope that you are thriving in your life and business as you're listening to this show. I hope so far you've gotten some really great information from Stuart's book. I want to give a shout out real quickly to our sponsor, VTech, with their four-line small business phone system. Four lines. That means that you can have four individual separate phone numbers coming into your company, so that you know, your sales department can have a completely different phone number than your customer service department. You, as the CEO of your company, can have your own individual phone line that people dial directly to get a hold of you. And the system has the ability to manage all of that, as well as multiple extensions. So, you know, just because you have four phone lines coming in doesn't mean that you only have four people. You could have a whole lot of different people, but, you know, they would be extension 101 or 102 or however you wanted to do that. And they can get the phone call coming in from each of those numbers. But you can also have it set up so that there are multiple phone numbers that call you. And that's important for you to know, because as your company grows, you need the ability to have more traffic coming and more ability to take more calls. And having that be a four-line small business phone system allows you, where you are right now, you may already have four incoming lines, or you may be wishing that you had an additional one. And you can handle that right now. All you got to do is pick up the VTech four-line small business phone system. I promise you, you will not regret it. It is a great piece of equipment. So we've been talking about growth hacks with Stuart Ross, his new upcoming, soon-to-be best-selling book. And he was sharing with us in the last segment that you, as the owner of the business, in order to massively grow rapidly, you need to be committed to personally growing faster than what the company's growing. Internally, you need to have the commitment. You raise your hand and then live it out. I am going to personally grow myself, my mental game, all of those kind of things, rapidly, so that I can keep ahead of and be the leader for my company. I hope you really got that and hope you really understand. We're going to talk more with Stuart about growth hacks, 10 groundbreaking strategies to help you rapidly grow your company. I think, especially with the book being named Growth Hacks, that people are trying to look for a shortcut that isn't going to serve them. You know what I mean?
Very much so.
I think really, although there are definitely some secrets that we can learn from other companies that have gone to high growth, it really does boil down to the, are you willing to be committed enough to do what it's going to take to really succeed in this? We don't want to give away all of the growth hacks because the person needs to get the book in order to do that, of course. Do you have a favorite, like one that just really today is standing out to you that you can explain in kind of detail to people how that would work for them?
Well, I guess if it's a case, let me just go through sort of a couple from that side. The first thing, as with any company, you need to make sure you've got a vision. If you haven't got a vision, how are you or the team going to know in terms of whether you're moving in that right direction? So one of the processes we've developed with companies is what we call visioneering. In other words, you need to actually create a complete vision which people can look, feel, and totally engage with within the actual company. If you do that, getting that engagement on the team, you're halfway there. People are going to understand it. They're going to be buying into it. They're willing to actually go and commit, 110, 120% to enable you to move forward. But it does start by creating that compelling vision and getting in a way and communicating in a way that everybody throughout the organization, understands.
And I just want to jump in before you go to the second one. How is a vision different from just your typical mission statement that I think everybody's business has?
Oh, that's a great question. There's everything from purposes to visions to missions. Let's separate those out. For me, a company should have two things. Should have firstly a purpose. And again, Simon Sinek in his book, Start With a Reason Why, summarizes that brilliantly in terms of you need a why. Why does the actual company exist? And particularly with millennials now, that's what they're particularly sort of buying into. You then need what I believe a vision, which really paints a picture of what it looks like, in the actual future. Yeah, so how that's different to a mission. A mission really states how you're going to be getting there, what you're going to be doing to go and get there. The vision really, and particularly the process we go, paints a picture of this is what it looks like when you've actually achieved those results. So you know what you're going, and you start to believe you're there now, and you're starting, importantly, to act as you need to be to go and deliver that vision.
Yeah, that is a big difference between a two-line or a one-paragraph mission statement.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And importantly, it lasts. So once you've actually done that, whether you set it for 3 years or 5 years, which I always sort of recommend on that side, that will stay steady throughout the organization. That's almost the actual guiding light. How you get there, that may change depending on what's happening in the market, what works, what doesn't work. So the route may change. But importantly, that vision and where you're going to go, that's not going to go and change.
A constant in your business really is important. First of all, knowing your purpose, but then also having it more clearly articulated, because there are going to be downtimes. I don't care how good your business is doing. There's going to be bad days. And oh, yes. You need to have something that propels you through those tough times, you know, or else everybody would just give up in business.
Exactly. And you see, and you highlight that brilliantly, because you see those companies which don't have a vision. And, you know, they get a setback. What happens? They do less and less. They believe they're less potential. They get less results. And the whole thing ends up by they're just doing just enough to go and get by, just enough to go and survive. They're not going to go and grow. If you want to go and grow, you need that vision. You need to stay anchored and believe in that vision.
Okay, so the number one thing you said we need is a vision. To visioneering, I love that word, our company. And then you were going to tell us the second thing. What was the second part?
Yeah, the second one is a smaller one, but it's very important. And this is more for the individual, for the actual leader. And that is what we call in terms of upgrading your peer group. Now, Napoleon Hill, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, really stated that, you know, we become the people that we spend most time with. Now, what I see very often is you go into businesses and they've stuck with the same team, the same advisors, the same sort of board, yeah, for years and years and years. That is really sort of stunting their growth. In order to go to a totally new level, you need, you know, a new set of peers around you, peers which are going to go and challenge you, peers which have been there before, peers, you know, which are inspiring. So one of the key growth hacks to recommend is, look, go and look at your peer group. Who are you spending most time with in the company? Who is advising you? Look in terms of changing that peer group so you move to a totally new level.
So over the years of helping people grow their businesses, I know you've learned a lot of things. And I love asking this question because it's fun to hear the answer. If you could go back in time and know 10 years ago, 15 years ago, wherever you want to pick, what you know now, what thing would you implement sooner in both your company as well as the companies you've been helping?
Well, that's a great question. I think what I would have implemented sooner is basically what I call a scorecard. A scorecard, in other words, understand the numbers, having the measures and stuff in place. So you know exactly what's going on in the business at any one time. Everybody else knows exactly what you're on about in the business at any one time.
So how does the scorecard work? Can you explain that to me in a little more detail?
Yeah, a scorecard, or other people may call it a dashboard, are basically those key numbers of the organization, those key numbers which you can instantly judge at performance. So it could include things like cash flow, it could include things like sales, it could include things like number of leads coming in. But you know, looking at that instantly, yeah, whether you're on track or not on track with where you actually want to be and your ambitions. So you know that. It's the old adage, you know, what gets measured gets managed. So understanding that, yeah, you can actually go and do something about it.
What about the less tangibles, the culture of the company, the general attitude of employees? Is that something that you would track in some way on that scorecard too?
Yeah, no, very much so. I mean, making sure your team are engaged, make sure your team are happy, you know, however you want to go and do that. Yes, you know, that is quite key to go and track that as well.
Okay, so we buy in completely to using all of the growth hacks. We make the commitment to grow ourselves fast so that we can keep ahead of the company. And then life happens, you know what I mean? Reality hits our commitment. What would you say is the biggest thing you see that comes against people when they finally do make that commitment and are trying to really, truly, massively grow their company?
And I think you highlighted that brilliantly in your question there. I'm not sure whether you meant to, but it's a great lead. I think what happens is basically people get caught up in that whirlwind, you know, of the day, the whirlwind of what's happening out there, the whirlwind of opportunities. The biggest challenge that people face is to remain sort of focused and disciplined behind that focus. So one of the things I often say to companies is, okay, what are you going to go and stop doing? You can't do everything. There are always going to be more opportunities coming in, you know, as you grow. There's always going to be things to go and do. So instead of producing a to-do list, start producing a to-stop list. Yeah, work out what you need to do. Work out what you need to stop to allow you to focus on that stuff which is critical and is going to grow you together with the business.
I love the to-stop list. I think I want more of a to-stop list than all the to-do lists that I have.
Yeah, you just need time to produce it.
Yeah. I've had a new interesting question for folks at the higher level like yourself in business that that I love asking. And I have to really actually give a shout out to Errol Abramson who really sold me on the concept. A really powerful CEO of a company has something that they do ritualistically every morning. You know, this is how I start my day. For you, how does that first things first thing, what does that look like for you, or do you recommend to the people you work with?
Well, I'm very disciplined at the start of the day. Again, for me, it's quite critical you enter in the right mindset at the start of the day and that you move forward. So I am, you know, I get up quite regularly. You know, at 6 o'clock, I would always do meditation. I always go and do some running, some exercise, some stretching. I'd always make sure I've got a breakfast, which will totally sort of energize me and give me food throughout the sort of morning and stuff, and give me the energy I need to go and achieve what I need to go and do. And the other tip I do personally is, okay, how do you get into that right mindset? Well, part of it, put on your favorite song. You know, put on some music which makes you happy and energizes you. So that's something I definitely listen to, you know, on the actual way to work every day.
All right, so I'll ask, what is your favorite song that you like to listen to?
Oh, that's a very good question. And to me, it's the happy song. Let's put it like that.
Not going to give a specific shout out to a particular artist today.
Not today. I have a whole mix of them. It depends in terms of what I feel like during that day. I keep it random.
Well, that's good. All right. What things do you need to start doing? What things do you need to stop doing? How can you put in place the things that are going to make you the most impactful at what you do? It's important for you as the leader of your company, of a rapidly expanding company, for you to be on your game. And you need to have intentionality with that. You can't just wake up tomorrow and be like, okay, my company's going to massively grow, and I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to just let it slide. That's not how it works. You need to be committed. Remember, we talked last time about the first thing you got to do is you got to commit to being ahead of the growth of your company. And now you've got to be committed to the lifestyle things, the things that you need to do and the things that you need to stop doing. Can you challenge yourself to allow other people to do things in your company? It's a tough one. I think we all struggle with it. And I think as we grow, we have to come to terms with that and really discover ways to impactfully and effectively do the things that only we can do and stop doing the things that other people can do. Oftentimes, and I hate to say it this way, but oftentimes they can actually do it better than we can. And it's just our ego that's saying that we need to be the one to do it. That's tough, but I know it's true. You are listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. We'll be right back. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. We're talking with Stuart Ross about his book, Growth Hacks, 10 Groundbreaking Strategies to Grow Your Business Rapidly. It's the kind of things that have worked effectively for many, many other people and will work effectively for you once you've made the commitment that that's the kind of company you want to have and that you're ready to be that person that can lead that company to that kind of growth and success. I hope you've really gotten a lot of great stuff out of it. The show always goes by so, so quickly. And here we are again, almost a whole another hour down. And we have a little bit more here to share with you before the show's over. Some practical things that you can do right now today. So the last thing we want to do in this interview is we always want to leave people with something tangible, regardless of what level their business is at, whether they're still in the proving stage or they are ready to really take on the massive growth of their company. What is one thing that a person could, you know, be done with listening to the show today and really take action on right now today?
I would say the first thing you need to do is basically schedule some time at the end of the day and reflect on your day and produce two stop lists. If you go back to zero base again at the start of the day and say, right, if you have your day again, what would you have done differently? And quite importantly, what would you have stopped? Produce that two stop list. That's going to give you time to grow yourself together with your business.
Wow. I'm just really thinking deeply about how impactful. So you do the to stop list. You've reviewed your day. On those days that were less than stellar, let's put it that way, is there something you do after that to put you in the right mindset so that you don't go to bed, you know, still dealing with the trash of the day?
Yeah, the important thing I would say is make sure you actually get anything stress out of your head. So what I would do, yeah, keep a journal is a great way for doing that. But also what I would also do is plan your day for the following day. While you're in that right mindset, while you've chosen to stop what you're going to stop, plan your following day. And strangely enough, particularly, you know, while you're asleep, you know, it works. So therefore you can approach your day and set the following day off a lot more effectively.
And so do you make a list for tomorrow, or do you leave tomorrow to tomorrow?
I would always produce or decide what you're going to do at the end of the following of the day prior. So doing that, again, if you write that down, you get it out of your head. And strange enough, you work in it in your subconscious while you're asleep. So therefore, when you actually do enter the following day, yeah, you know in terms of what's planned and you become a lot more effective.
So if you got to be on an elevator with any business person, past, present, or future, well, and obviously not future because who would know yet, but past or present, who would you love to take a long elevator ride and hear their growth hacks from?
I would love to spend more time with Richard Branson. He's an awesome guy with so many insights, but insights around how to get the most from people. He's a master at that. So that's who I'll spend my elevator ride with.
And if you could only ask him one question, what would you ask?
Oh, that's a good question. Dare I say, the question I would ask him would be exactly that. Yeah. If you were me, what question should I be asking you?
That's good wisdom. I wonder what he would say. I'll have to try to see if I can get Richard on the show and we'll ask him that exact question and then see what he gives us. That'll be fun.
Brilliant.
The book is called Growth Hacks. It's by Stuart Ross. It'll be available here soon on Amazon and, of course, one of our next upcoming best-selling authors. Stuart, I really appreciate you taking the time and sharing the insight that you developed over the years of how to really massively grow our company.
Brilliant. No, thanks for your time, Steve. Fantastic.
I hope you will check out Growth Hacks, 10 groundbreaking strategies to scale your business rapidly by Stuart Ross, coming out on Amazon very, very soon. Here in the next day or two, you will be able to get your copy of Growth Hacks on Amazon all around the world. So whether you're listening from the UK or the United States, you're one of our listeners from the Philippines, France, we have so many wonderful countries that are listening to the show now, and I hope that you will pick up Growth Hacks by Stuart Ross. It's a great book, and it's an amazing way for you to really scale your business rapidly in the way that you want to, if that's what you want from your life. You see, again, as I started out the show, I want to reiterate, it is important that you thrive in your life. When we are thriving in our life, then we have the ability to thrive in our business. It doesn't work the other way around. You can't thrive in your business and then learn how to thrive in your life. You have to, and I'm not saying perfection, so don't get me wrong there, okay? We're all on a growth curve. We're all going from where we are to something better, okay? But when we're committed to living a thriving life, we then can be committed to having a thriving business. If we overlook thriving in our personal life just for the sake of trying to get ahead, get by, thrive in our business will eventually, get caught up with that lack of thriving in our life. And so it's really important that we help you thrive. In fact, I bring up that phrase because you can always check out all of the radio shows at wehelpyouthrive.com/radio. You can listen to all of our amazing guests that will give you their little insights into how you can thrive in your life and business. And when you're ready, we know that you also have a message to share. You may not have the following that Stuart has. Stuart's got a lot of experience and a lot of expertise. He's an awesome, amazing individual. We feel so blessed to be a very small part of bringing out his next best-selling book. But I really, really want you to understand your message is just as important. You are uniquely brilliant, and nobody can do what you do. There's nobody that can fill the space in this world of you. Oprah can't do it. Stuart can't do it. Tony Robbins can't do it. Dr. Martin Luther King couldn't do it for you. There are so many amazingly wonderful people that exist now and have existed in the past. None of them have ever been or ever could be you. You could be sitting right now while you're listening to it right next to somebody who does exactly the same thing that you do. And yet, your story is unique. It's different. Your story is not their story because they haven't lived your life, because they don't have your insight, your personality, the DNA that makes up who you are and makes you a wonderful and special human being. That is only yours. And so as you look at growth of your business, the massive, expansive scaling of your business, you have to also realize that you were destined to massively scale yourself. Now, some of you, and you heard Stuart say it earlier, that it isn't for everybody. Some of you need to have a really good lifestyle with your business and stay at that level. That's where you're going to thrive in your life, therefore thriving in your business. Others of you, your business is meant to take off and soar to the moon. And whichever level your business is at, your message, you are important. You are needed. I've quoted it before on the show, but I'm going to quote T.D. Jakes again. God cared so much about you being on this planet that he did not care what two people it took in order for you to exist. In a literal microsecond of time, two people got together and created the absolute specific genetic DNA makeup that is that wonderfully, brilliantly, uniquely individual you that only you ever can be, ever could be, or ever will be. And that's freaking amazing. You are freaking amazing. And it's time for you to be all that you can be in your life, in your business, in the world. Kathy and I would be honored to help you do that. We love helping make people best-selling authors because we know that being able to say you're a best-selling author makes night and day difference in the world. 80% of people want to write a book. Only 5% of them ever do. And even a much considerably smaller percentage of that ever become best-selling authors. In fact, I read a statistic the other day that says that the average digital book has 20 downloads ever in the lifetime of that book. So it's important for your message to get out. In order to do that, one of the first things you need to do is make that book a bestseller. Some of you don't have time to write the book. Guess what? We've got a program to help you be able to capture your information. We meet you wherever you are to help you become a best-selling author. You were meant to be. You are destined to be a bestseller. And Kathy and I would be honored to meet you where you are and help you become the best-selling author that you're meant to be. Wherever you're at in that stage, come on over and join us at bestsellersguild.com. Bestsellers Guild is a free Facebook group. Again, that's bestsellersguild.com. Or you can look up Bestsellers Guild on Facebook and join us. It's free to join. Just request to be part of the group. We will gladly invite, you know, accept you in. And you too can be in a community, a family of people who are wanting to thrive and also share their unique brilliance with the world. I hope you will come and join us at bestsellersguild.com. In the meantime, I want to make sure that you know that you are uniquely brilliant. You are. Who you are is exactly who you're supposed to be. You have room for growth, absolutely. But you're uniquely brilliant. Nobody else is you. You are the best version of you because you're you. You're uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. You're not an accident. You're not just because there's extra oxygen on the planet and we need to make sure that we get rid of some of it. The plants need more carbon dioxide. You were created for a purpose. And the world needs you. It does. The world will be a better place when you share your unique brilliance with it. Please know that Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. We're ready when you are. Join us at bestsellersguild.com. Have an amazing, wonderful week, and we'll see you again next time here on Thriving Entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.